Episode number 3, Cultural Shocks. Hey guys, welcome to episode number 3. And if you're not listening to episode number 2 and episode number 1, just listen to it because you're obliged. And why you're obliged? Because it's interesting. More than interesting, it has continuation. And yeah. So let's go into episode number 3. And episode number 3 is going to be about cultural shocks, what I faced here in Norway, and many more things you'll come to know. Yeah. So the first cultural shock. You know, when you tell cultural shock, is like the culture, like what like people practice here, and that kind of like makes you to be kind of like traumatized or something like that, you know, maybe like that. So it's like cultural shock. And my first cultural shock, I was like, no way, this is not gonna happen. Nothing to be afraid. Okay, it's just a simple thing, but you know, it sounds crazy for me, and definitely it sounds crazy to everybody. It was about the bus, when I had like a bus journey. I remember my first bus journey to the city nearby my school, Kristiansand, and we had to take a bus, and I noticed that everybody had been sitting in a single seat. Like, you know, there was all these two-seated places were only filled with one person, and everybody was sitting behind each other. I was like okay, you know, people are like, you know, want to be free, so they're sitting in their own places, because in India we do the same. But when the bus gets crowded, we all scrutinize and cushion and we sit. But here it doesn't happen like that, and I'm like, what? And people sit like that because they need to have some privacy. And I'm like, okay, privacy? This sounds interesting. And I was like, what happens like when the bus gets full? Like, everybody has to sit next to each other. They were like, yeah, people sit next to each other because they don't have a choice. Sometimes they stand. I'm like, no guys, this is crazy. This doesn't happen. Because like, I saw like nobody was sitting next to each other. I was like, this is insane. Like, you know, like, I know this country has only 5 million people, and my country is like, I don't know how many billion people, but this is too much. And I'm like, no. And I felt like during COVID-19, these guys did not need to have like distance thingy, like, you know, be 2 feet away, because everybody sits 2 feet away. Even though the bus stop, people don't stand next to each other. They always stand like 2 feet away, 3 feet away. We always have social distancing here, even without COVID-19. Wow. Because everybody, they need to accept and give space for the privacy. And I'm like, what privacy is happening? But yeah, that's a very big shock. And this was like, informed, like, you know, we had like a kind of like a lesson by our international class teacher, and she was explaining about it, and I was like, that's insane. Like, what, why does this happen? And I'm like, yeah, this is like the thing. And this is like not only in Norway, but it's in Sweden, Denmark, Finland. And I'm like, nah, you guys are crazy. Insane insanity on high. What? It doesn't only happen in buses, because now I live in Oslo, it happens everywhere. In the bus, train, trams, and I'm like, no. And I'm like, what happens when people go on a flight? Don't they sit next to each other? They are obliged, right? And they were like, yeah, you have to do, because you can't sit like you won't get allocated like that. You have to sit next to each other. I don't know, these people, like, they feel so annoyed like when people sit next to each other. But now what happened, you know, I'm so accustomed to that, and I don't want people to sit next to me also. I don't know, it made me crazy. That's the fact, it made me. But you know, you have to accept it. That was my first big cultural shock which happened. And you know, this was like a long debate between our classmates, like, what's happening, you know. And the second thing which I faced is like, you cannot be friends with no vision. But it's very hard to be friends with no vision, because you have to be friends from the kindergarten till, you know, till you die. You have to be friends from a very, very, very early age. You cannot, like, in between become friends, because I don't know, they always say that. I'm like, guys, then how about people like us? Like, what do you guys do? You know, they're like, oh, we are open, you know, like, we like to integrate. But no, you don't integrate. Are you crazy? Integrating? Huh? You don't integrate. You literally, you know, you like, you tell in the name of integrating, so-called integrating, but you don't integrate. That was my biggest cultural shock. But in India, I was like, I can get friends in minutes. You just have a small convo and you have friends, a lot of friends. But here, no, that doesn't happen. No, it's very hard. So like, getting international friends is easy, because no, we are like more outspoken and we tell things. So like, yeah, but people over here, they are outspoken, bold, they tell everything, but still, yet it doesn't make sense to me. Like, that was a very big cultural shock. I was like, what? This is getting insane, you know. This started to hit a lot, and I'm like, oh boy, no, you guys, you cannot survive in India. These guys do social distancing even though there's no COVID-19. Too shy. They don't know to speak English, but they speak very good English. That's another topic, but yeah, that's a shock for me. They tell, oh, I don't know how to speak English, but bro, you speak English. And yeah, that was one thing. And you know, guys, I have this is my favorite thing. You know what? Like, Monday to Friday, you have shops open. And sometimes, especially stores, they open to 11, 10, okay, because there's any essentials. But the malls, they close at 9 at certain places. Some places, they close at 10 or 9 or 8. Certain shops close at 6. And I'm like, this is becoming insane, because in India, we only open our shops at 7 o'clock in the evening, and we keep it up to 12 o'clock, because that's the time where business goes up. But here, they close at 7 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, they close everything. The pharmacies, everything is closed. And this is the normal days. During Saturday, you have like until 7. Everything closes after 7. You have certain places, like certain important stores, like open up to 11, but others close at 7. The malls, everything is closed at 7. On Sundays, everything is closed. Everything. Like, literally everything. Only like, maybe like a very, very, you can count shops open. Like, very, very little shops. Like, one part of the shop opens, especially the grocery shop, the stores. And they have like all the important essentials. That's all. This is traumatizing. In India, the Sunday is the best part. We do shopping, we do everything on Sundays. But here, you have to shop during weekends, like Friday or Saturday, or like during the days. Weekdays, that's all. And I'm like, guys, I think you have to get some idea from India. You know what? Frank, because you guys don't know how to do business. But in India, we do a lot of business. I'm very frank about it, because we literally do open our businesses on Saturdays and Sundays, because that happens a lot there during that time. And I'm like, no. You know what? You guys are over. This is like another cultural shock, which I was like telling to my parents, and especially, sorry, to my dad, to my friends, and everybody was like, what will you do? Because there's no entertainment, like proper entertainment here, because everything is like, you know, kind of expensive, far. This also follows same in Germany also. They have like Sundays closed. And I'm like, ooh, that's kind of hard. And I'm like, okay. Shops closing on Sundays. But this happens only during, like, the normal days, but the special days during the month of December, you know, the shops opened on Sundays also. But it opens at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock and it all closes at 8 or 9 o'clock. That's the first three Advent Sundays, because Norway is a Christian country. They have Advent, which is like the Christmas season, and the Lent, the Lenten season, so which is basically Easter, the Easter period, so before Easter period. And this country observes all these days, and yeah, but during Christmas everything is open, because you know they get a lot of business. They spend like thousands of crowns to get gifts for each other, and I'm like, ooh, these people buy the perfect gifts. I learned to buy gifts from them because they buy a lot. And during Easter break, like Good Friday, Monday, Thursday, like the Thursday, Friday, you won't have any shops open. Everything is closed, because those are the days like they observe silence and everything. Everything is closed. And after Easter Sunday, the next Monday, it's called Easter Monday, is closed. And I'm like, the schools are closed, and I'm so happy. We get like kind of like 2 weeks leave, 2 weeks off of the school, and I'm so happy. This was like a very big cultural shock again for me. Working days for schools and everything. And I loved it. And I'm like, yeah. Another one more thing. The food over here. We have to move on to food. The food. The Indian food here. They only know Indian food. But paneer tikka masala or butter chicken with naan bread. And I'm like, naan is bread and bread is naan. There's no difference. They tell chai tea, and I'm like, chai is tea and tea is chai, so either or, use one. And Norwegians love Indian food. They say it's indiskmat, but it's like Indian food, which is basically naan and butter chicken. That's all. They can't handle spice. They cannot eat spice. And I'm like, guys, your life is boring without spice. Nothing works. They love this kind of food, and that's the food part. And I'm like, and the food over here, especially the Indian food, is very expensive. And I'm like, what? And they love to eat Indian food. They love, and like especially during the special days, like we in India, we have August 15th as Republic Day and August 15th is Independence Day. I'm so sorry, guys. August 15th is Independence Day. Jan 26th is the Republic Day. These 2 days are very auspicious in India. The same thing here. May 17th is very, very a special day for Norway, because it got its own constitution, which got freed from Sweden and everything, from Denmark, because Norway was a part of Sweden and Denmark back in so many years ago. So it's a very special day, and like people love to go and have the food in Indian restaurants, and they pay a lot. It's expensive, but they pay a lot. And guys, they love Indian food, and I'm so happy that they love Indian food. But they did not try South Indian food. If they're going to try South Indian food, they're going to fall for it. South Indian food, it's so good. Yeah, about food. And yeah, I think the cultural shocks, this is what I faced, and the food part is not a big cultural shock. And another thing, you, as already told, like we have recycling process, and I had to mention another one more thing, like when you recycle things, and you have a very big store there, you can buy secondhand things also, secondhand stuffs. This is for free. You keep all these things, and that you can take it for free. But in India, that doesn't happen. And guys, another cultural shock. There's no KFC here. KFC, my life. No. What's KFC? Because Norway has its very high health standard. There's no KFC here. But in Sweden, they have KFC. And I'm like, we have to travel to Sweden to get KFC. That doesn't work, you know? It's expensive to go there and come back for only for KFC. I tell you, like, food, KFC is important. It's important to everyone. They don't have KFC. They have Burger King, they have McDonald's, they have Domino's, but they don't have KFC. Guys, ask the government. It's very hard. No. KFC is very important, but they don't understand my feelings. They don't understand Asian people's feelings. KFC is life. My life is KFC. Leave it. I don't know what to say. But yeah, that was a very big shock. And when I traveled to Sweden, I had KFC. And I loved it. And my aunt, she travels to Germany. And in Germany, we have KFC. She gets KFC from there. And I love it. We all love KFC. But KFC, not in Norway. They're like, no, sorry, you know, back off. But Norwegian health standards is very high. They don't want the people to get like unwanted disease and everything. And the health standards are so high. So I love Norway for that. But other than that, no KFC. I don't like you. That was a very big thing. I had a shock that Norway did not have KFC. And my Filipino friends, they love KFC, and they are also like, what? No KFC? Even Denmark has KFC, but Norway doesn't have. We all are so sad. But yeah, so this is what I wanted to say in culture shocks, foods and everything. So let's see in episode number 4. Wait for it. Bye bye.